Hello, my love, and welcome back to the podcast. This episode feels like it might be one of the most important podcast episodes that I've ever recorded. This feels like it might be one of the most important things I've ever recorded. And if you've been in my world, you know I have recorded a lot of activations. They have not seen the light of day. They will be soon, but this episode feels very important. I feel the power of it, the importance of it, literally rippling through my body. And so I'm just going to take a second to just ground in, take another deep breath before I get into this. So if you've caught up on the latest episodes, you know that I went on this solo spiritual mission, as I call it, to Sierra Vista, Arizona. My intuition led me there completely. I'd never heard of this town. Within 15 minutes of seeing that I had a missed call from this number from Sierra Vista, I instantly knew this was the trip I'd been feeling in my field. I booked the Airbnb and I drove there less than a week later. If you want to hear the full story about that, I know I've said this a million times, but that is going to be episode 4 of the podcast. The title is Following My Intuition to Book a Solo Trip in a Town I've Never Heard Of. Episode 5 was in preparation of the trip, and then episode 6 was the story time, if you will, about my trip. And then this episode is the first episode coming out from what I've learned about the trip. Now, it feels a little bit backwards, but I feel like this lesson that I took away, this message that landed with me when I was in Sierra Vista and has since grown. It really was this seed planted. Actually, if I think about it, a couple days before I left, I knew something was there, but this seed really took root when I was in Sierra Vista. I started to see more dimension to it. I started to see the fullness of this message. And since coming back, this thing has planted, it's taken off, and I'm starting to see the gravity of this message and the larger situation that you might be noticing, you might not be noticing. So again, just to preface, you can catch up on the latest episodes if you feel called. This is the first episode where I'm really going to get into something that I took away from this trip. Okay, I don't even know where to start, but I gotta start somewhere. So in the first 24 hours of my trip, I felt so disconnected from myself, but really from my powers. And I'm not going to get too much into the fear in this episode because I'm feeling like that is going to want to channel through in a different episode where we can dedicate a full episode to fear versus instinct, like the self-created fear, if you will, when we are pushing a new edge in our personal life, when we go to leave our career and start a business, or we go to leave a relationship when we're 32 and we have no idea if we'll ever be in a new one. Like those types of moves that we make in our life that cause fear naturally within us are very different than the primal instinctual fear. And I know a lot wants to channel through on this, and I want to save that for a different episode. But for the first 24 hours, I very much felt disconnected from my intuition, from my energetic senses, from my channel, from my inner guidance system. And that's what I want to get into in this episode. So I talked about this a little bit in the last episode, but I have noticed that through this separation from my partner of 8.5 years, my one saving grace has been my intuition. And when I say intuition, that shows up for me in many different ways. But as a whole, my intuitive gifts, I feel like I have just come into such a strong, deep relationship with. I feel like no one and nothing can fuck with me because my intuition is always going to guide me along my path. Throughout this separation, I have come into such a strong relationship with my soul. And I know at one point I remember thinking, like, when I thought of the word soul, it felt like, oh, this soft, eternal part of me that's just, really soft and like sweet and pure. Like, that's my soul. But then there's real life. And for a long time, I tried to come in a deeper connection with my soul, but it very much felt like, okay, this is what my soul wants, but this is what's actually realistic. And over time, all of that has completely changed. But it was through the separation of my partner that I started to see that my soul is the most powerful part of me. There's this human part of me, and then there's my soul. My soul is the highest part of me. Like when we talk about our highest self, that's our soul. That is the eternal part of us that is connected with all that is. That part of us is one with all that is. And I had this major shift through the separation where I started to see it like, I started to see it originally like, oh, okay, I know my intuition is pulling me in this way, but I hope the universe supports me. And this shift all of a sudden happened where I started to see that, of course, I'm going to be supported. My soul and the universe are literally the same thing, they are one. So if my soul, which is communicated through my intuition, is guiding me somewhere, of course, I am going to be supported. Of fucking course, I'm going to be supported. The human part of me is going to doubt, is not going to trust it, is going to need more proof, is going to need all this shit, but of course, I'm going to be supported. That's why I'm being pulled there by my soul, by my intuition in the first place. So, my point in sharing this is that I have built this formidable, rock solid relationship with my intuition. Throughout this separation, after the separation, everything in my life has been building and building and building into building this formidable relationship with the purest, truest, eternal part of myself, which is my soul. The minute I got into Sierra Vista, I felt like all contact, all sense of this connection to my soul and my intuition shut off. I wasn't nervous about this trip because how it unfolded, I followed my intuition to book this and to plan it, if you will, but that word plan I use very loosely because I didn't make plans. But the dates, where I was staying, the Airbnb I booked, everything was completely intuitively led. When people would ask me, what do you have planned? Or are you a little bit nervous to travel by yourself? Or that is right along the Mexico-US border, are you going to be safe? My reaction was always the same, that I'm going to be fine because I'm going to follow my intuition. And I have this power within me to get myself out of any fucking situation. There is never going to truly be a problem in my life because I have my intuition to lead me out of any said problem so that it's really not a problem at all. So when I am driving along my trip, my channel's clear, my intuition feels connected, like everything is more the same, it's all good. And then the minute I get into Sierra Vista, it shuts off. My powers are turned off, the connection, like zilch, nope, nada. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Okay, like, let's just get to the Airbnb, it's fine, you know. They didn't come back. This trip was a trip of not having my powers. This was a trip of 4 days of not feeling connected to my intuition, to my one saving grace, my greatest power at all. And from that experience, I learned so much that I want to share with you. So, the first thing, and perhaps the biggest thing, when I felt like all of my powers turned off, and when I, this might seem silly, but, you know, I'm reading this series of books, A Court of Thorns and Roses, and it's been interesting because I felt intuitively led to these fantasy romance type books, but in these books, these, and it's different, I'm in different series. I started with, I think it's Imperium, Iron Flame, and now I'm on A Court of Thorns and Roses. In these series, these characters have powers. And at first I got really like entranced by these books because it felt like a whole new world and it felt like just an escape. And then the more that I started reading, especially A Court of Thorns and Roses, because I'm in book 4 of 5, I started to feel this sense creeping up more and more that we're being shown something in these books. We're being shown something in these series like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and these other type of series like this. I don't know if they're all considered fantasy, but where these characters have these powers to defeat the dark side. And I know a lot of times we can look at these stories, especially when they're turned into movies and they've been, you know, made to be this cinematic masterpiece. I think a lot of times it can feel very like, okay, this is reality and then that's that thing over there. But I started to see what we are being shown about our very reality. And one of the things that it's become really clear is how much these things like intuition and soul and, you know, even like our clair senses, like all of these different things, how much we see them as gifts, but we don't see them as our powers. I'm going to get into that more in a minute, but when I say my powers, that's what I mean, is I literally see myself as this superhero type character that is literally placed on this planet to help defeat the dark. And I have been given certain powers in order to do that. So when I show up in Sierra Vista and all my powers are turned off, what I learned from this, most importantly, was that I had to learn how to trust myself without my powers. I had to learn how to trust the human me, because these powers that I have are supernatural. These powers are so above human. They're so above our humanness, our human abilities, that I had to be put in a situation where those powers turned off And life, the universe, my soul was like, okay, figure it out. Let's go in the practice ring. You're not allowed to use any of your powers, and I want to see how you handle this. Well, I'll tell you how I handled it. I crumbled. I was so scared to be put in a situation where I didn't know if I was going to be okay. Why did I not know that? Because I didn't have the connection to my intuition that told me, yes, we're good. I didn't know that I was going to be okay because I didn't have that inner barometer, that inner guidance system within me that pulls me along and says, go here. That's not it. Go here instead. I did not feel guided. I did not feel protected. I did not feel my oneness, in which I have learned to gain safety and comfort in. I was thrown in this practice round where I had to learn how to live and defend myself as just a human. I believe that on this planet right now, those of us that were born to share our powers to create a better world, to defeat the dark and create a better world, we are being given these practice rounds. We are being given these practice rounds to learn how to trust ourselves. If you didn't have any of the things that made you feel safe and comfortable, you didn't have friends, a partner, your parents, money, your powers, could you still say, I'm going to stand up and fight? Again, we look at these tales, these stories, these books, these movies about light versus dark. And it's so easy to think, that's just that movie, that's just that book, that's just that story that I heard. What if all of those books and stories were preparing us for what is happening on the planet right now? Just take a moment to let that sink in. And whether that resonates or not, like, that's ultimately up to you to decide. But we are being asked to use a new level of discernment. And I'll tell you, that level of discernment gets really uncomfortable when all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit. I'm starting to see a theme here. One of my powers is patterning. I'm able to pick up on themes and patterns in things. That's a lot of times how I channel. I'm receiving little messages across all these things. And one of my powers is being able to pull out the thread and see what is here at the bottom. What is connecting all of this? What does this puzzle piece look like? What does this puzzle look like when all of these pieces are put together? It is very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable for me to have this realization of, oh shit, this isn't really a game. This isn't really a matter of, okay, yeah, I'm going to share my gifts with the world and I have this business and yeah, you know, I'm helping the planet. I have this business and I share my gifts. We don't have time. If we look at what is happening in our planet, we're going to keep sliding backwards. Things are going to get worse and worse and worse until this shift happens in each and every one of us. Until each and every one of us, you, me, the people like us that know we are here to create change, we start seeing this as very fucking real. Not something that happens in movies and books and TV shows and other stories, but that is literally happening before our eyes right now. This is not a fucking game. And I think if I sound really passionate, it's because I started to have this shift before Sierra Vista. It's not even a download. I don't even know how to call it. When I was on my plant medicine portion of my trip, I don't even know how to describe how I was receiving messages. They weren't clear downloads. What I was receiving, I wasn't receiving in the typical way. And I honestly think it's because so much had to come through at one time that, I mean, for a portion of it, I felt so tired that I slept for like an hour and a half. And I literally think it was my soul being like, knock yourself the fuck out. You need to receive all this information. And when you're walking around thinking, trying to receive it, you're fucking it up. Like, just sit down, receive it, shut up, don't think about it. And I received this massive, massive download, probably the biggest download I've ever received in my life that I was not conscious to. And I woke up the next morning with this shift, this holy fuck, this is real. All of these stories have literally been from the light showing us this is real. Don't be scared of it, not fear-based action, but that internal shift within us of it's time that we stop playing fucking games. It's time that we stop dilly-dallying, waiting till we make more money, seeing it as this, like, oh yeah, I'm sharing my gifts. I'm spreading love and light. We have powers. We have to start using them. At another point in time, I feel like I will put something out related to all the ways that intuition shows up. Because what we know of our intuition, I promise, is the smallest sliver of the full range of our powers. But we are going to be given these practice rounds. We're going to be given these practice rounds right now so that we can get ultra familiar with fear and be able to alchemize it like that. We have to be able to navigate situations when our fear, our human, is yelling at us, screaming at us. We have to be able to navigate that, alchemize, so that we can stay clear-headed, so that we can stay in connection with our intuition, with our powers. We're also being given these practice rounds so that we can get more familiar with our powers, so that we can practice using them. It's one thing to know that you're clairvoyant and to receive visions here and there. But when you're in fucking battle, you don't have the luxury of receiving your clairvoyant visions here and there. We have to know the breadth and the depth of our full range of intuitive powers. We have to know how deep they go, how wide they go. You have so many more powers than you think you do in this moment. And I know some of you are listening to this, like, okay, yeah, what? Okay, I have clairsentience, I have claircognizance. That is just a sliver. We are being guided by our souls in so many different ways. And it's important that we get ultra familiar with all of the ways our intuition, our soul is guiding us, and all of the ways that fear is going to inevitably show up when we are in a situation that is scary as shit. Where the world is going, there are likely going to be situations that scare the shit out of us. What's happening already with our economy, with our government, we see that this is already causing a lot of fear. We're just getting started. You think that the information that we are being given is 100% of the information? Absolutely not. If we actually saw the full depth of what's happening, of what's actually going on and how fucked up things are and how corrupt a lot of our systems are, that sure as hell would scare the shit out of us. But guess what? We have these powers of the light. We are being given, literally given, the tools to navigate these situations and to create something different. But there are going to be moments where we are put in situations that feel really scary. Okay, this is a very small example, but in this episode and in the last episode, I talked about microdosing, plant medicine. My human is very sensitive, is often very irrational, but I had this thought when I listened to my podcast episode after I went out. I had this thought of, well, this isn't really legal. What if I get put in jail? Yes, that's irrational. But we also have to go there. We have to realize that whatever happens, yes, it's irrational that I would get put in jail over this, of course. But guess what? Even if I did, my intuition would still guide me. I would still be guided. I would still be guided. That is really, really important for us to know. But the thing is, we don't trust ourselves. I don't think we fully trust our powers because there's always going to be a thing that's like the thing that we don't think our intuition can get us out of. There's going to be those types of situations. But I think more generally, we don't trust ourselves. And what I started to see before I left for my trip, and again, I knew this was going to tie in some way and I wasn't sure how. Before I left for my trip, I started to see these posts again on social media, these marketing posts from various companies and mentors and coaches and other people on the internet that made me remember a core problem, a core issue with the old paradigm. I know for a long time when I was running my business, I had a lot to say. I was a channel. I had a lot of truth, a lot of codes to share. And I would share those codes, but then it was like, okay, but now it's time to sell. And all of a sudden, I would like turn on this marketing switch and everything about who I am, what I was sharing, what role I was playing would completely change. All of a sudden, I'm no longer sharing codes of truth. I'm marketing. And the problem with this is that this marketing switch, the ways that we are marketed to, most often it is someone telling us that we are doing something wrong and pointing out what we are doing wrong and why we're not getting what we want. Of course, we don't trust ourselves. When we are in a society where everyone is telling us what we should do, what we're doing wrong, why we don't have what we want. Even people, I felt really disheartened because there were a couple coaches and mentors who I've really resonated with the frequency of their content more recently. I've really felt like they are sharing codes in such a pure way. Like I feel the frequency of what they're sharing. And then all of a sudden, when it was connected to an offer or something they were selling, all of a sudden, it switched into this like old paradigm way of doing things, this old paradigm marketing approach where it was like, this is why you're not selling clients. If you want to get clients in your business, you need to do this. And immediately, like, sorry, this episode, I'm getting worked up. I'm just passionate. immediately I'm like, what the fuck? No. No. We have to stop this. We have to stop projecting onto other people based on our perception, based on our experience. Yes, there are people who might resonate with her content. But what happens is that we are playing on such a low level of life that is, okay, if I don't have what I want, then so-and-so must have the answer because she's gotten there. She has some version of what I want. And so she knows what I should do. No. Only you have the answers for your path. And this is not to say that we can't share this type of content. It's the energy behind this content. It's the energetics of this type of content. Because this type of content looks very, very different coming from this way of like, hey, if you're not making money in your business, try this. Versus, if you want to make 10K months, do this. I know that we think that, oh, this confidence is gonna hit. It's what's gonna land with people. But is there some level of the marketing that we're creating or receiving that is based in, I have the answers for other people? Because if so, that's a distortion of the ego. You do not have, I just went so south, so southern. You do not have the answers for other people. You don't, period. Yes, you can share your codes. And those codes are meant for people who resonate with those codes. But you do not have the answers for people. Because those codes that you share are meant to activate what's already within them. We need to have such a stronger level of discernment in the world right now, as we're moving through the world, wherever we're going, when we're going to a restaurant, when we're going to a cafe, when we're walking on the beach, when we're on social media. We have to realize that there has never been a greater discrepancy between frequencies. There's never been a greater range of frequencies. So where you might be doing everything that you can to keep your frequency high, your level of consciousness high, wherever you go, you could potentially be around people who are living in a lower frequency, or they get stuck for a moment in, I have to sell this offer, so how am I going to sell this offer? And all of a sudden, it's someone whose messages are normally very clear frequency, and all of a sudden, it's back to this lower frequency of, if you want to make 10K months, work with me. This is how I help my clients make 10K months. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it anymore. Sorry, sassy dresses out. I don't want to see it anymore. But we wonder why we don't trust ourselves. It is because everywhere we go, someone is telling us that they have the answers for our lives. And it's not true. I love the people in my life, but I have quite a few people in my life who, if I tell them, it normally goes something like this. They ask me how my business is going. I take the time and the space to share. And all of a sudden, that person is giving me ideas of what they think I should do. This is why being an intuitive and using our intuition, using our powers in our business is so powerful. I don't want to hear what Joe Schmo thinks I should do in my business. I don't care. But if Joe Schmo is tapped in intuitively and is receiving messages, receiving pings that are directly related to me, fuck yeah, give them to me, Joe Schmo. That's going to help activate my own intuition. That's going to help activate my own powers. I don't want to hear what Joe Schmo's human, logical side, like from all of his experience and all of his knowledge. I don't give a shit if Joe Schmo is the wealthiest, most successful person on this planet. I don't care. It has nothing to do with my life. But if Joe Schmo is a powerful intuitive and he's tapped in to his intuitive gifts, and from those intuitive gifts, he's receiving this little message about moi, yeah, I'll take it. Or if he's tapped into the collective and he wants to share a message, then yeah, I'll take it. We have to stop listening to people who think that they know what's best for our lives. It is a bunch of bullshit. It is such a low frequency of living, and it's not going to move the needle in the direction that we want. In our personal lives, as a collective, that is creating more of what we don't want. We build this trust with ourselves by having no fucking idea what we're doing and still walking forward. Having no promises, no confirmation, no validation that what we're going to do is going to work, and still letting our intuition guide us forward. That's what it looks like to lead yourself. That's what it looks like to guide yourself. There are a lot of coaches and mentors who practice and preach leading yourself, guiding yourself, and then they're sharing codes that they want you to live by. They want you to be grabbing after, like, oh, yeah, yeah, give it to me. You have your own codes for your life. Everyone else, everything else is a supportive supplement. It's not a replacement. It's a supplement to what's already within you. You have been given all of the tools that you need for your life. And if you are someone who is here to help shift this planet, who is here to actively fight against the dark and to use our powers of light, and if you're listening to this podcast, that's most likely you, then you have been given all of the tools to do that. You have been given everything that you need for your path in your personal life, which is completely intertwined with your purpose of shifting the planet in your unique way. So right now, I really feel like we are being called to spend more time, I don't want to say alone, but not inundated with the outside noise. And you know what that looks like. You know the people in your life who are supportive elements to that inner voice within you, to your truth, to your messages, to your codes, to your powers. And then you know the people who it's just noise. Do this if you want to be successful. Oh, have you tried doing this? Oh, I think that you should do this. You have all of the answers for your life. But you have to be tuned in to that inner world. You have to start trusting yourself. You have to start trusting yourself with your powers, without your powers. I realized from this trip that I had become very dependent on my powers, which on one level made me appreciate them more and made me realize even more of their power, like just how powerful they are. But on another level, I had to get comfortable in situations when they weren't working, when I didn't have my powers, so that I could keep fighting just as I am. Just human me. No special powers, none of those supernatural gifts, just fighting, continuing ahead as me. There can't be any buts. Oh yeah, I continue to fight, but. I continue to spread my light, but. There can't be any buts. I didn't realize just how much I was living subconsciously in that but of, I am going to fight, I'm going to fight the good fight. But if my powers aren't there, then there's nothing I can do. I mean, to be honest with you, as I'm saying this, I'm very clearly seeing reflected back all of the days where my energy feels really off. I'm just feeling like very drained. I'm a projector. So I just take the full day off and I just rest. And I don't think it's quite that black and white as like, okay, work a full day or don't do anything at all. If we are truly devoted to fighting the good fight, then can we show up in the moments when it feels like we have nothing to offer? Because it's either you showing up and you sharing your codes, even though they're not as powerful and you just feel like your powers are drained. You don't know what your intuition is saying because you're just feeling a little bit disconnected. It's time to reset and recharge. It's either you continuing to share or more of the other side sharing or more of the lower frequency sharing. I want to see and I want to read and I want to hear more people who are sharing the purest codes, the purest messages, their purest experience, their purest truth. Without any added layers of, this is my business. This is what I want to show my ideal client. This is what I think will get you to buy. This is connected to my offer. It doesn't mean that we can't show up in a way that is connected to our offers, that we can't create offers to sell in our business. But do you see the difference in marketing that is pure versus marketing that is intended to sell? Because if you are truly meant to sell something, you won't need to try to sell it. You'll naturally be guided there. You won't need to try to create content that sells, you will naturally create content that sells. So we either have people who are just sharing their voice in their purest expression, or we have people who are living in these lower frequencies whose messages are tainted by these added layers. I'm talking to us on both sides. I'm talking to myself, to you, as both the business owner, the marketer, and also the consumer, because we have to have a stronger level of discernment in both ways, on both levels. So I feel like I never fully finished my point, but we have to get really familiar with our inner voice, with our inner guidance system, with the ways that our intuition speaks to us. So we have to be mindful of the spaces and places that support us in that and that cloud it up, where all that external noise is muddying up our own connection with ourselves. And we're going to be given practice rounds to practice. We have to use them. We have to navigate them. We have to see them as practice rounds. I'll say this, you know, when I was in Sierra Vista, I couldn't see clearly what was happening. I just knew something big was happening and I was very frustrated and a whole bunch of stuff. But I didn't see what I'm saying now. I didn't see any of this. So that practice round was not my best round. I didn't fail, but it wasn't my best work. Especially when it came to mastering the fear and being able to navigate amidst the fear. And again, I'll probably put out a different episode related to this, but I will say, in terms of practice rounds, the universe is going to keep giving you practice rounds to improve in the areas that need improvement. So for me, one of the big things in Sierra Vista was I could not navigate the fear. I could not alchemize it. It was so strong. It was just taking over. I came back, and literally a day and a half after I got home, I dropped my parents off at the airport that morning. I come home. One of my parents' dogs is kind of acting weird in the backyard. And I immediately know. My intuition, not logic, because we haven't had one of these in the backyard ever in the 10 or 15 years we've lived here. I immediately know that it's a snake. So I call the dog inside. Sure enough, this massive freaking snake comes slithering by. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I have no idea what to do with this thing. So I call my ex-partner, who's he just like knows what to do with snakes. So I call him and he's like, well, you either leave it in the backyard and have no idea where it is, or you try to catch it and put it back in the canyon. I was so freaking scared. I don't think I realized how scared I am of snakes. This was the universe, my soul, life, it's all the same thing, giving me another practice round to practice mastering my fear. For each person, that's going to look different. But whatever it is for us, we have to learn what's going to be it. Like, what's going to be the thing? What's going to be our tool? What's going to be our practice? What's going to be the way that we can navigate fear? Because whatever it looks like for you, whether it's taking deep breaths, whether it's closing your eyes, whether it's doing a couple jumping jacks, whatever it is, we have to know how to navigate fear. So that practice round for me was definitely better, but still not my best work. At least I'm conscious of it. At least I've learned from it. Guarantee you, the universe is going to give me another practice round to help me master this fear, to help me really be able to continue moving and not let it affect me at that level. Because when the fear is roaring, we can't be clear-headed. And what I mean by clear-headed is we can't maintain that clear connection with our gifts, with our powers. And those are the moments. Those are the moments that our powers are most important, so that we can know actually how to navigate these situations. Not from our fear, but from these supernatural powers. Okay. To be honest, this episode was absolutely nothing like I thought it would be. And I really feel like there is going to be a lot more that wants to come through. So this is just part one of the lessons I learned from my solo spiritual mission. I hope that some of it resonated with you. I hope more than anything that it lit a fire under your ass, whether it triggered you, whether you just wanted to turn it off because you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with that right now. I don't want to listen to that. Like, no, I'm just going to go on my day. I hope that it lit a fire under your ass, because this is not a game. We're not playing some little game. This is our life. Like, this is our world. And we have to start standing up and taking a stand, actually creating that change. Not passively, but very, very actively creating change, using these powers to create change. Okay, I'm gonna end the episode there. I'll be back with a new episode soon. Bye.